Dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Honeycutt, H-U-N-N-I-C-U-T-T. January 29, 46, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a follow-up for Mrs. Honeycutt. Abnormal renal function. Last visit in March. Prior bariatric surgery. Gastric sleeve. Has been in the emergency room for sore throat, negative for strep or coronavirus, received steroids. He has diarrhea, which appears to be related to lactose intolerance. She modified diet and appears significantly improved. Weight is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no bleeding in the stools, no urine infection, cloudiness, or blood. She has noticed worsening of numbness, hands, and feet, and now having problems of unsteadiness in balance. She fell when she was walking uneven on the sand. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. For blood pressure, losartan, HCTC, cholesterol treatment, inhalers. She's taking oral B12 by herself. For her problems of urinary frequency, incontinence remains on Gentesa, G-E-N-T-E-S-A. Next paragraph, today weight 240. Blood pressure has been 140s over 90s. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, no abdominal tenderness or back tenderness, no major edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 1.4, is being as high as 1.5, representing a GFR of 37. Stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.7, with MCV of 95. She has low level of B12, documented back in March. Normal folic acid. At that time, elevated PTH 180s, normal antinuclear antibodies, normal complements, no monoclonal protein. ANCA negative. HIV negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B. No evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Clinically stable, no symptoms of uremic cephalopathy, pericarditis. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus. Does have secondary hyperparathyroidism, but this mild, does not require any specific treatment. Next number, hands, feet, neuropathy. Now associated imbalance, falling episode. Known bariatric surgery, documented B12 deficiency. She has taken B12 orally. The question is she's absorbing enough? This will be updated, including thyroid studies. we will check the methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L, malonic acid as a functional test for B12 deficiency. If that doesn't explain a significant abnormalities, consider neurological evaluation as this appears to be progressing. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.